What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Well, now to the drink.
Let's get to it. We just talked about being unhappy, so might as well.
Well, I tell you, me and the drink, we have had quite a run. We've had our ups, and we've had our downs.
Understand, yeah.
But I feel like I'm in a pretty good place with the drink right now.
Feel solid about it?
Yeah. I don't drink nearly as much as I used to. Mm. But I do enjoy a good cocktail.
Yep.
I like wine.
I just like, I like bars. Like, I'm a bar guy.
So you're like more the community element of it.
Yes. Now, don't get me wrong. I like being at home. And, you know, if I'm going to tie one on, there's a good chance I'm sit home. Like, if I'm by myself, I'll sit there, you know, light a fire, get a cigar going, and get into a bottle of something nice. But I am a sucker for the Friday night. You don't have anything going on. Go sit down at a great neighborhood bar, maybe someplace that has music or whatever. Sit down, and it's like... That community, I very much enjoy that. I like that sense of community where the beer becomes more than a beer.
I'm probably a little tainted on that because I bartended for so long.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because,
and look, not every bar is like that. I mean, yeah, there's some places that are slaughterhouses.
I tell you, they kind of... Not every bar is like that, but you go into one bar long enough...
Yeah.
It's all the same bit. I mean, and it's sad in some ways. I don't know. You know, you see the worst of it.
Sure.
But with dry January over.
Thank God.
I know. What a dumb bit that is.
Which I didn't participate
well,
in.
Well, hey, but. My kids just came back from skiing. They were up Mount Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying they were going to try to do dry February because it's a shorter month.
Oh, that makes sense.
I was like, wow, that's brilliant.
28 versus 31.
And yet also dumb.
Yeah. I've actually done that before. I think it was 2 years ago that I did. No, it was last year that I did dry February.
Did you?
Because there's so much awesome football in January, and I didn't want to really miss that. And then my birthday's on the 3rd. I'm like, you know what? We'll wait till the birthday is passed, and then we'll go dry.
Okay. Well,
we only have to be like 3 weeks that way.
A new scientific report released in January found that having one drink a day was linked to an increased risk of liver cirrhosis,
uh-oh,
esophageal cancer, and oral cancer.
One?
Yes. And it freaked everyone out.
Yeah.
So what percentage of Americans are saying that they plan to drink less alcohol in 2025?
I'm guessing a lot. Well, and this is planned. Planning and that's doing right. Two totally different things.
That's fair.
I'll say like 40% of Americans are saying they're going to drink less.
And I bet the same people plan to every year.
Yeah.
And then they just don't.
It's the same thing I plan. Yeah, people plan to lose weight. People plan, you know.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
It's easier said than done, for sure.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it is, it's just habitual.
Sure.
You know, you just do it out of habit.
Yeah.
And that's a hard cycle to break. But 50% of Americans believe that they will drink less, or they plan to drink less in 2025. Now, what percentage of Gen Zers saying they plan to drink less?
I'll bet you that's way more. Because the Gen Zers aren't drinking. And the Gen Zers are into the weed, and they're drinking less and less. I'll bet you it's like 65, 70% of
exactly
Gen
Zers. Exactly 65%?
Yeah.
Say they plan to drink less alcohol in 2025.
Losers. Bunch of quitters.
And it makes me sad.
If you're the bar business, are you sweating bullets here a little bit that the next generation doesn't like to tie one on?
I know some purveyors of the hooch,
yeah.
And yes, it is a look. It's just like any other market;
mm-hmm.
It's ever changing, and
sure.
You have to adapt.
Yeah,
certainly, COVID, you know, changed a lot. COVID really helped booze.
Yes,
you know,
yeah,
but in a different way, because if you were a bar,
mm-hmm.
that you know, bar guys can be like, "Wait a minute, COVID didn't help me."
Yeah,
but you know. You know what I mean? Like, people were drinking a lot,
mm-hmm.
holed up in their houses, fearing for their lives.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
I know I was.
I will say that a lot of times when I'm out, and I'm a bar, I'm more of a bar guy than you are. And I will say, now there's a difference between young people bars and bars that I'm going to. Like, I'm not going to, like, hip clubs and like trendy bars.
Why not?
Oh God, that's a whole other. You ever walk into a bar and instantly be like, "What the hell am I doing here?" You're like, they just look at you. You look at them, and like, this
not my vibe, not my place.
No. Yeah. Anytime, like, if Will Ortner is at that bar, you can probably just turn around and be like, "Yeah, this is not for me. We should probably go find our fun elsewhere." But I will say, a lot of the bars that I go into, it is not really a young crowd. Like, I'll go out on a Friday, Saturday night, and it's certainly, I see way less young people than you would think. And I'm just saying, in 20s in general, it definitely skews older.
Yeah, it's changing.
Yeah.
It's shifting. There's no question.
Yeah.
You know, what that will look like in 50 years, who knows?
Yeah, maybe the next generation turns out to be a bunch of giant raging alcoholics. I don't know.
That's right. Or they're sitting down talking to their grandkids about us old pickle fingers.
Yeah.
Back in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Drank all the time. Like a bunch of lushes.
Was that if the next generation could stop drinking, then nice bourbon and whiskey, the prices would come down, and I'm okay with that.
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah, they'd probably just jack them up.
Jack them up for you, dude.
Yeah.
They're selling less.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Well, and I think there is an element to this, too. So, me and the lady, we were out and about this weekend, and we were hitting up a hotel bar. And you know what? I think hurts a lot of young people. Dude, $17, $18 cocktails.
Yeah. It costs a lot of money.
Costs a lot of money.
No question.
It's expensive to drink casually at a nice place.
Yes.
Oh, show.
Yeah. I mean, that's why you got to find a quality dive bar.
A little watering hole, yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of places that you go to now where, like, and they're not even, and this wasn't like super high end. It's just like, if you go to a decent establishment, I fully expect to look down and see $16 to $20 cocktails. And sometimes if you're at like a nice place, you look down and you see $30, I'll be like, hell no. Like, that ain't happening. And yet that's just kind of the way prices are. And I think that for young people, if you're being budget conscious, anyone's being budget conscious, I think that hurts that it's gotten so expensive.
Three ways you can drink less in 2025. Next on The Fan.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.